Welcome to the Digital Business Acquisitions Podcast, the go-to resource for entrepreneurs and investors diving into the digital marketplace. I'm your host, Juan Galvin, and in today's episode, we're peeling back the layers of various digital business models that have reshaped our economy and how we interact with technology on a daily basis. From the bustling virtual storefronts of e-commerce to the seamless solutions provided by software as a service, SaaS, the digital landscape offers a plethora of opportunities for those ready to venture into the online business world. Today, we're not just talking about what these models are. We're exploring the essence of their success, the challenges they face, and the untapped potential they hold for innovative entrepreneurs. Whether you're contemplating the launch of your own digital platform or considering the acquisition of an existing online business, understanding the nuances of these models is crucial. We'll dissect the core characteristics of e-commerce, SaaS, content-based platforms, and service-oriented digital businesses, bringing to light the strategies that drive their growth and the pitfalls that often go unnoticed. Join us as we navigate through these digital business models to help you make informed decisions in your digital acquisition journey. Let's dive into the dynamic world of e-commerce, a model that has revolutionized how we buy and sell goods and services online. At its core, e-commerce operates through websites, apps, and online marketplaces, allowing consumers to shop from the comfort of their homes. This business model is characterized by its versatility, catering to B2C, B2B, C2C, and C2B transactions. The digital nature of e-commerce means businesses can reach a global audience, transcend geographical limitations, and operate 24/7. Success in e-commerce is vividly illustrated by giants like Amazon, eBay, and Shopify. These platforms have not only mastered the art of online sales, but have also innovated fulfillment, customer service, and user experience. Their success stories offer valuable lessons in scalability, user engagement, and adaptive business strategies. However, the e-commerce landscape is not without its challenges. High competition, customer trust issues, and the logistics of shipping and returns are significant hurdles. Plus, with the rise of data breaches, ensuring cybersecurity has become paramount. But with challenges come opportunities. The rise of mobile commerce, the potential for personalization through AI, and the expanding global internet penetration present fertile ground for growth and innovation. In this fast-evolving sector, staying informed about trends, understanding the importance of customer experience, and leveraging technology are keys to unlocking the vast potential of e-commerce. As we move forward, keep these insights in mind. Whether you're considering acquiring an e-commerce business or starting one from scratch, understanding these foundational aspects is crucial for navigating the complexities of the digital marketplace. Let's dive into the world of software as a service, or SaaS, a business model that has become a cornerstone of the digital economy. At its core, SaaS allows users to access software over the internet, typically on a subscription basis. This means instead of buying software outright, customers pay to use it for a period of time, enjoying continuous updates and support. This model has led to unprecedented growth in the tech industry, making software more accessible to businesses and consumers alike. SaaS platforms vary widely, from office tools and email services to specialized business applications that manage customer relationships, finances, or human resources. The appeal of SaaS lies in its flexibility, scalability, and cost-effectiveness. Companies can scale their usage up or down based on current needs without the hefty initial investment or ongoing maintenance costs associated with traditional software. But what makes a SaaS business successful? First, it hinges on a strong product market fit. The software must solve a real problem for its users and do it better than any alternatives. Next, customer acquisition and retention are critical, driven by clear value propositions, outstanding customer support, and continual product improvement. Lastly, a robust technical infrastructure that ensures reliability, security, and ease of use is essential for fostering trust and satisfaction among users. The SaaS market is thriving, with trends pointing towards increased adoption across all sectors. Cloud-based solutions are becoming more sophisticated, offering AI and machine learning capabilities, integration options, and industry-specific solutions. The potential for growth is substantial as more businesses shift towards digital operations and seek efficient, scalable software solutions. For entrepreneurs and investors, the SaaS model presents exciting opportunities but requires careful consideration of market needs, competition, and the ability to execute a vision effectively. The beauty of SaaS is its potential for recurring revenue, which can lead to sustainable long-term growth if managed well. As we wrap up this section, remember that SaaS is not just about software, it's about service. Excelling in this space means not only developing great products, but also supporting your customers through every step of their journey. Let's now explore the vibrant world of content-based businesses. These are the platforms and creators that inform, entertain, and engage us through blogs, YouTube channels, podcasts, and more. Unlike traditional business models, content creators build value by crafting compelling stories, sharing knowledge, or showcasing skills that attract and retain an audience. The heart of a content-based business lies in its ability to produce high-quality, engaging content. Whether it's a blog post that ranks on the first page of search engine results or a viral YouTube video, the quality and relevance of the content determine the success of the platform. Content creators often start with a passion for their subject matter, but the journey from hobbyist to professional requires a strategic approach to content creation, audience engagement, and monetization. Speaking of monetization, content-based businesses have a variety of strategies at their disposal. Advertising revenue, whether through Google AdSense or direct sponsorships, is a common starting point. However, diversification is key to sustainable income. This can include affiliate marketing, where creators earn commissions on products sold through their content, selling digital products or courses, memberships or subscriptions, offering exclusive content, and even crowdfunding through platforms like Patreon. Audience engagement is another critical component. The most successful content creators don't just speak to their audience, they listen. By engaging with comments, conducting polls, and adapting content based on feedback, creators build a community around their brand. This loyal audience not only drives direct revenue, but also increases the value of the platform for potential advertisers, sponsors, and partnerships. In summary, the journey of building a content-based business is unique. It blends creativity with strategy, passion with analytics. For those looking to enter this space, remember that consistency, quality, and engagement are your pillars. Whether you're writing, filming, or speaking, your audience is the true north of your content compass. Let's acknowledge the incredible potential content-based businesses hold. In the ever-evolving digital landscape, they offer a personal, impactful way to connect with audiences worldwide. For entrepreneurs and investors, understanding the nuances of these models is the first step toward leveraging their power. It looks like there was a misunderstanding in my responses. Let me correct that and assist you with your request. Here's a comprehensive script for the service-oriented businesses section of the Digital Business Acquisitions podcast. Let's turn our focus to service-oriented businesses, a crucial pillar in the digital ecosystem. These businesses, from online consulting to digital marketing services, thrive on providing specialized skills and solutions to meet the diverse needs of their clients. Digital service models are vast and varied. They include web development agencies, digital marketing firms, virtual legal advisories, and more. What unites them is their delivery method, services provided over the internet, transcending traditional geographic limitations and opening up a global market. Building and maintaining client relationships online is key. In the digital realm, trust and reliability are paramount. Successful service providers leverage tools like CRM software, video conferencing, and digital contracts to foster communication, ensure project transparency, and maintain a personal touch despite the physical distance. However, the path is not without challenges. Service providers must navigate issues like maintaining service quality across diverse projects, managing client expectations, and differentiating themselves in a crowded online marketplace. Moreover, the intangible nature of services can make it harder to showcase value upfront, necessitating strong portfolios, client testimonials, and clear communication of outcomes. To thrive, digital service businesses must excel in client relationship management, adapt to new technologies, and continuously refine their offerings based on feedback and market trends. While challenges exist, the opportunities for growth, innovation, and impact are vast. In conclusion, service-oriented businesses in the digital space play a vital role in today's economy, offering tailored solutions that drive client success. For entrepreneurs eyeing this model, understanding the intricacies of service delivery, client engagement, and market positioning will be key to your success. It seems there was a misunderstanding in my previous responses. Let's correct that. Here's a detailed and comprehensive conclusion for the Digital Business Acquisitions podcast episode on different digital business models. As we wrap up today's journey through the diverse landscape of digital business models, we've uncovered the intricacies and unique aspects of e-commerce, software as a service, SaaS, content-based platforms, and service-oriented businesses. Each model presents its own set of opportunities, challenges, and considerations for potential owners and investors. E-commerce thrives on convenience and a wide reach, offering direct-to-consumer sales platforms. SaaS models excel through recurring revenue and scalability, providing cloud-based solutions to everyday problems. Content-based businesses leverage creative output to build communities and monetize through various channels, emphasizing the importance of engagement and quality. Service-oriented businesses focus on delivering expertise and customized solutions in a digital format, prioritizing client relationships and operational efficiency. Choosing the right model for your digital venture requires a deep understanding of your market, audience, and the unique value you aim to provide. Reflect on your strengths, resources, and passion to guide your selection. Thank you for joining us on the Digital Business Acquisitions podcast. Whether you're contemplating your first digital venture or looking to expand your portfolio, we hope today's insights empower your decision-making process. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll dive deeper into the world of digital acquisitions. Until then, keep exploring and striving for digital success.